This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The defining image, mental or actual, of this crisis so far, the healthcare crisis, to be clear here, is that of doctors and nurses and other first responders having to reuse their masks and the rest of their personal protective equipment. So American manufacturers, big and small, have been turning their factories and facilities to that task. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has that one.
Last week, Kathleen Argiro got a request from a local hospital in New York City. She's a professor at the Fashion Institute of Technology and the chief product officer at Altris, a small company that makes dresses. The hospital wanted to know, could Altris make surgical masks?
The masks themselves are actually pretty easy to make, especially for an experienced sewer. They're really quite simple.
And the company is making 1,000 of them this week. Thing is, the Altris team usually works together. One person cuts, another sews, but since they're working from home,
every sewer is doing every part of the process. So that is a huge challenge. It's just the logistics of having to sew in this way is not efficient at all.
Also, Altris, like Hanes and other apparel companies, is making surgical masks, which are not the ideal protection for doctors and nurses treating COVID patients. They often need heavier duty masks, N95s, which are in very short supply right now and are harder to make. Yogesh Bahel at Alex Partners says you need special material, a type of polypropylene. And
one of the key things is you need the machines to actually make them. And one of the machines it required that can actually take polypropylene and convert it into the mask.
Those machines are also in high demand. The companies that make N95s, like 3M and Honeywell, are ramping up production. It's not clear whether they'll be able to meet the need. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.